Our God is God. Praise his name, praise his name, praise his name. Hallelujah to Jesus. One thing I desire of the Lord, to be in the house of the Lord forever. And one day we're going to be in his presence. One day we're going to see him face to face. One day we're going to touch him. One day we're going to hold him. And then we're going to say, everything is worth it all. It's worth it all. Hallelujah. One day we're going to see him. He's going to say to us, enter in. Desire. We need to have a desire tonight to see the Lord. Have a desire in your heart. Have a desire in your soul to see the Lord. Hallelujah. He is only God. He is the one that helps us. Nobody else can help us. There is no other God. No other God. There is no other God except him. And he's still around. Hallelujah. Just see if I can find my glasses. See, when you over the age of 21, you need glasses. Yeah, very close. Oh, my precious Lord. I want to talk to you tonight, today, about God who seems the past, who sees the past, past. When God sees our past, he passed. He sees the freedom. He sees that freedom from guilt and freedom from condemnation. Amen. And we find the scripture in Mark 14, verse 3 and 4. Let's turn the Bibles to Mark 14, 3 and 4, please, tonight. If you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Got it. And being in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious. And she broke the box and put it on his head. And there were some that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste of ointment made? And verse 5 says, for it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and have been given to the poor. And they marvel against her. And Jesus said, let her alone. Let's all together say it. Let her alone. Let her alone. Why trouble her? She had wrought a good work on me. For ye have the poor with you always. And whatsoever ye will, ye may do them good. But me, ye have not always. Let's go now to Luke chapter 7. And verse 36. Luke chapter 7. And verse 36. And one of the Pharisees desired him that he will eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet behind him weeping and began to wash his feet with tears and did wipe them with the hairs of her head and kiss his feet and anointed them with the ointment. Let's read verse 37, 38, and 39. Now, when the Pharisees which had beaten him saw it, he spoke with him, saying, "This man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is. Touch him, for she is a sinner." Let's pray. Blessed Jesus, Almighty God, we have come into your presence with thanksgiving in our hearts tonight, Lord. We've entered in, Lord Jesus, in your house. And Lord, we pray the prayer, Lord Jesus. And we call upon your precious name, Lord Jesus. Pray, Lord God, that you touch everyone, Lord God, tonight. That you give us, Lord Jesus, an understanding to know what's the will of God is for tonight for us. Lord, just open our ears, Lord Jesus, and open our eyes, Lord God, that we might know the word of God tonight, Lord God. Lord, I pray, Lord God, for a double portion of your spirit, Lord Jesus. And I pray, Lord God, that you touch every individual tonight, Lord God, with your spirit. Touch them, Lord God. Touch everyone, Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus, that we might know what the will of God is in our hearts and in ourselves, and what you have to speak unto us, Lord Jesus, tonight. Lord, we praise you. We glorify you, Lord God. Lord, we glorify the name which is above every name, the name of Jesus. Amen, Lord. Amen. And everybody says amen.
Amen.
Amen. This story, it begins with a strange sounding, and it's a contrast, this story, that a Pharisee is having a dinner. And the Pharisee invite Jesus to a dinner party that night, that day. And I know that Pharisee, he wants to criticize Jesus. He wants to pull him down. He feels that he's a righteous man. But the Bible calls him, he's a Pharisee. Pharisees, there was no righteous Pharisees there. But he invites Jesus so he can criticize him, that he can pull him down, that he can somehow to catch him in words and in deeds. But then he says, not that Pharisee has a party, and he invites Jesus in the party, in the dinner. And it doesn't matter what party, what dinner it is. If you invite Jesus, he will come.
Amen.
He will come.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what the situation is. Jesus, if you just invite him, he'll come. It doesn't matter if he's in a dinner party, it's the smoking pot. It doesn't matter if they're drinking alcohol. It doesn't matter what drink. If you invite Jesus to the dinner party, he will come. Because he knows that the soul that sinners shall surely die, but he is there to save that soul. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter if you invite him, if you come, whatever the situation is, and whatever the dinner party is, if you invite him, he will come. And I thank God tonight for the presence of the Lord. I thank God tonight for we worship God in the midst of the people. We worship God and the Bible says that he dwells in the midst of the people, of the praises. Hallelujah. He dwells in the midst of the praises. He's here tonight. He's here because when you invite him, he will come and touch you. When you invite him, he will touch and talk to you. When you invite him, he will touch and say, "Come with me. I've got something to tell you." Hallelujah. Amen. It doesn't matter what the situation is. If you invite him, Jesus, he will come to the invite, to the party. He will come to the dinner. He will come to your house. That's why we need to invite him to our houses. That's why we need to invite him to our work. That's why we need to invite him wherever we go. If we invite him, Jesus, he will come. Amen. Do you believe that he will come? He will come. Hallelujah. Amen. If someone invites me to go to a pie, which the smoking pot of that, I won't go. I won't go. Holy people, they won't go. Church people won't go, but Jesus will. Jesus will go because he wants to save souls. He wants to save people. He wants to save. Hallelujah. I remember somebody was telling me years ago that this man, God spoke to him and he went to a discotheque dance. And then there was a girl there. She was dancing there. And his eyes was upon that girl. And the Lord said to him, "That's the girl I want you to witness to her." And she came out at the street and met her and says, I want to speak to you about Jesus. And you know what she says? "My mother is a Christian, and she was praying for years and years, and I was a Christian too. But I know God has his hands upon me. I'm going to give back my life to Jesus." Amen. You know, Jesus, he can go anywhere, which we don't go, but Jesus, he will go. Hallelujah. Because he loves the soul. He loves the sinner. He loves people. He doesn't want anybody to perish, but everybody to come to repentance. Hallelujah to Jesus. Praise him. Praise him. Hallelujah. See, he doesn't mind. He doesn't mind if he goes to any party, to any dinner party, Jesus, he will go there. If you send him an invitation, Jesus, he will come. That's why when we hear at the church tonight, we clap our hands. That's an invitation. That we clap our hands, that's an invitation to Jesus to come. That's when we open our mouth to praise him, that's an invitation that we want him, that Jesus will come. That's when we raise our hands up in the air, that's an invitation for Jesus to come. And he will come, hallelujah. And he loves to be in the midst of his people, hallelujah. He loves to be in the middle of his people because he loves his creation. It doesn't matter what the situation is. It doesn't matter what the dinner party is. Jesus, he will go there. Hallelujah. People criticize us. We're not up here, you know, to do anything strange things. But we are here because we love God. We are here because we love Jesus. We are here because we want to see more souls come into the kingdom of God. You know, Jesus He loves the sinner, but he doesn't love sin. Hallelujah. That's why he says, my hand is not so short that he cannot be saved. He can save anybody that comes to Jesus. He's a loving God. He's a powerful God. He's a God not very far from any one of us tonight. Hallelujah to his name. Praise the Lord. Let's go on. I want to read the scripture in Luke chapter 7 and verse 39. In verse 39 it says, "Now when the Pharisee which had beaten him saw it, he spoke with him himself, saying, 'This man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that touched him, for she is a sinner.'" The woman, if you analyze and you study the scriptures, she was a harlot. Woman, she was Jesus. She was cut. She was cast out seven devils out of her, and because she forgot her past, she didn't want to have nothing to do anymore. She wanted to please the Lord. She wanted to please Jesus. She wanted to do something for Jesus. And she went and she anointed him. The Bible says that she went and she broke that box. She broke that box of alabaster box, which was a very, very costly box. It was a 1 year's wages of that box. It was so precious. It was so... And if you study the box, it had five items in that box. It was oil and five beautiful smell essence there. And that was the same oil that was used back in the Old Testament in the tabernacle of the wilderness. It was using that because it was bringing a beautiful smell, a beautiful utterance before the Lord. And she broke that box that probably was hundreds and hundreds of dollars worth. And she broke the box and she anoint Jesus, anoint on the head, anoint on his feet. She started to wash him with her hair. She didn't want to have anything to do anymore with her past. That box, she had that in her bedroom, and she was using that box for her business. She was taking a bit of anointing, put it around her so she can attract men. And then when she saw that box, she says, "I don't want to have this. I don't want this to remind me anymore. I don't want to have nothing to do with this anymore. I don't want to have nothing to do. So she got that box and she took it and she went to Jesus and she broke that box and she anointed him. She anointed him and she says, "This is my past. I don't want to have nothing to do with that anymore." And what Jesus did, you know, he turned things around. You know, for the bad things that happened to us in the past, Jesus, he brought us to be a good thing. Hallelujah. Let her alone. Leave her alone. What she did good, you know, for my burial. Leave her alone. Because the poor, you're going to have it. Always going to have the poor. But you're not going to have me always. And Jesus, he knew that his days, he was numbered. You know, you're not going to have me always. But the poor, you're going to have always with you. And what a wonderful thing she did. She broke the box. She broke the alabaster box. And she anointed Jesus. She anointed the Lord. Because she didn't want to have any more of her past. She didn't want to have anything more in the past. Amen. She wanted to forget the past. And she wanted to go. She just wanted to go on. She wants to just remember the future. She wants to remember just the good things. She just wants to remember the good things that's going to happen from now on. Hallelujah to Jesus. Praise his name. Praise his name. What a wonderful presence of the Holy Spirit is here tonight. Precious Jesus. Precious Jesus. God knows what manner of people we are. He does not wait for us to be perfect. He knows what we are. He knows where we live. He doesn't have to explain anything. He doesn't want to. He knows everything about us. He knows that the love of God is he gives us by without measure. He knows where we live. He knows what we're thinking in our minds. He knows what we're gonna do tomorrow. God knows everything. He's the omnipotent. He's the omniscient. He's the omnipresent God. No one is like Jesus. Nobody is like him. Hallelujah. Oh, the love of God. He knows everything about us. He knows everything about his people. He knows all every manner about his people. The 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 9. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 9. Very familiar scripture that the Apostle Paul was writing to the Corinthian church. Greek Corinthians, they weren't very nice people at first. They didn't believe in God. They believed in 12 gods. They had a lot of things to overcome. And in verse 9, it says, "Know ye not that the unrighteousness shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor adulterers, nor adulteress, nor effeminates of the abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetousness, nor drunkenness, nor reviles, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God." And verse 11 says, But such Corinthian church, there were some of you, but you are washed. But you are sanctified, but you are justified, but you are in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of a God. Hallelujah. Corinthian church, you might all these things. Oh, know ye not that the Spirit of God, it says to the Corinthian church, it says that Know ye not that they are righteousness or not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, adulterers, and famines, and abusers themselves of mankind, nor thieves. No thieves, not adulterers, not all this kind of people that shall inherit the kingdom of God. And then he goes on to say, you Corinthian church, that should, but you are washed, but you are justified, but you are justified where, how? In the name of the Lord Jesus. You've been bought by price. You've been bought by the precious, my blood, Jesus said. You've been bought, my church, I bought my church by my blood. You've been washed. You've been sanctified. You are a holy people now. You are a holy people now. You don't you know that you are holy people? Now forget about the past and now God wants for the future. I know that sometimes our minds that trouble us what we've done in the past. Sometimes our minds that trouble us what's happened to us in the past. But God says, forget about the past. I am here to help you. I'm here to see you through. I'm here to see you through. I am your future. I'm everything that you need in your life. I'm the one that you wanted in your life. I am here to help you in every situation that Jesus Christ, the Almighty God, says unto us tonight. Praise His name. In Romans chapter 8 and verse 39, it says that nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Can anything separate us from the love of God? It goes on to say, no things to come, no thing present, no things this and that, nothing and nothing. But the writer says, he didn't say anything about the past. He didn't say that. You see, there is something can separate us from the past if we hang on to it. If we hang on to that past, it can separate us from the love of God. It can separate us unless we be very careful. Unless we are very careful and then we walk in the sight of the Lord. Unless we are very careful, it can separate us, the love of God in us. But otherwise, nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing can separate us. Amen. Nothing can separate. Only us, if we look in the past, if we look that in the past and we said, oh, but that was happening, 12 years ago, 10 years ago, and I cannot read around my mind. I cannot read around my mind. Forget about the past. Jesus got a future for you. Forget about the past. It's a condemnation from the devil. It's a condemnation from the devil. It tells you that, but you did this, you did this, you did this, you did this. But you just say, I am washed in the blood of the Lamb. You just say, I'm washed in the precious name of Jesus. I've got Jesus in me, the hope of glory. I've got God in me, the hope of glory. I've got Jesus, the Almighty God in me. Hallelujah. Yes, it was some were such as you were, some of you, but we are washed. We are sanctified. We are washed in the blood of the Lamb. Sanctified in the name of Jesus. Sanctified in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That nothing can separate us from the love of God except if we dwell in something in the past that happened. Hallelujah to the Lord Jesus, to the Almighty God. Now, the story goes on to see that this woman, he has the alabaster box, and she had seven devils. And Jesus rebuked the devils and cast out the devils out of her. And she was a free woman. She was a free woman. She didn't have anything in her life anymore. She wanted to please the Lord. She wanted to do what God wanted to had to do, to forget the past and to go on for the future. Go on for the future. Go on for the future. There is nothing else, saints of God, when we get condemned by the devil. But the devil can say to us, oh, but you did that, you did that, you did that. But you can tell him about his future, what's going to happen. But when he's going to be cast out into the lake of fire, he's going to cast down into the bottomless pit. He's going to cast down because God has prepared a place for him to be cast down into the bottomless pit. But God has prepared a place for us to be with him forever and ever and ever and ever in heavens. Hallelujah. In the new life, in the new, with the Lord our God, the Almighty, the Omnipotent, the Omniscient, the Omnipresent God who reigns forever and ever and ever. What a wonderful thing that Jesus Christ, he is a God tonight. Precious God, precious Lord, precious God. Now she took that box. She took that box and she broke it. She broke it and she let it. She let it and she wiped. She anointed Jesus with that ointment. And that's what Jesus wants us for, with us, to break the box. Break what we have to do. Break it. Break it. Break it. What bothers you from the past time. Break it. What bothers you from years before. Break it. Give it to Jesus. Give it to the Lord. Give it to the Lord. Give it to the Lord. And God is able to turn things around and to make something beautiful out of your life and out of everybody's life. Remember when that woman went, when Jesus was in that well, and that woman came to draw water from that well up there, and she and God and Jesus told the future, what the past, whatever the woman she was doing, she told about everything about her life and that, and the Bible tells me that if you read closely there, the pot of water, she didn't took that with her, she left it there, she left it behind. She left it. And then she went to Samaria there. She went back to her village there. And she told everybody what Jesus he was saying to her. She told everybody, just leave it behind. Don't worry about it. Just leave it behind. Leave it behind. Jesus is able. He's more than powerful to do great things in your life. Jesus is more than... And he's our great God. In Romans chapter 16 and verse 20, it says that God of peace shall bruise Satan's head. In the scripture here, it says that the woman, she broke the alabaster box. I want you to notice over here a very great thing that here happens in Romans chapter 16, 20. It says, for God of peace shall bruise Satan's head. The translators, when they translate the King James Version, they didn't translate the correct word there. In Greek Bible, it says, crash. The God of peace shall crash Satan's head. Not just bruise, you know, that's because black spot on his head or blue spot, whatever, and just bruise his head. But in the original, in the Greek, it says crushed his head. Hallelujah, God, he will crush his head. And every time the sinner leaves the past and repents and obeys God, that comes to God, every time that's happened, he crushes Satan's head. Hallelujah. He crushes Satan's head. Praise the Lord. Everywhere. Every time that happens, that he crushes Satan's head. Not just bruise. Some other translations, you have the Living Translation, it's got it crushes Satan's head. But the King James got bruise, but put there, crash Satan's head. Hallelujah. Amen. Precious Lord. Our God is Jesus, that his spirit, he can penetrate in his inner hearts. His spirit, he can penetrate into our souls. He can penetrate deep down in us, which nobody can do it except the Spirit of God. Except the Spirit of God. Amen. Except the Spirit of God. In Joel, it tells us, not that Joel there, he never wrote in the Bible that Joel there, not. In Joel, he says that he's going to restore the years of the canterworm and the caterpillar hesitant. Once I was lost, but then I repent, and now I'm found. Once I was lost, and then I repent before Jesus, and now I'm found. He's going to restore the years that we lost. He's going to restore the years. So don't worry about it, you know. Just give your life to Jesus. Forget about the past. Just look unto Jesus, the finisher of our faith. Jesus got everything on his hand. He's got you on his hand. Hallelujah. Don't move out of his hand because Jesus loves you so much. Just go on with Jesus. Go on. Once I was lost, then I repent. And now I'm found. Once I was blind, but now I see. I was blind back there, but now I see who God is and what God can do, and what God can do in my life, and what God can do in your life, and what God can do in everybody's life. That when we accept the Lord, when we have Jesus as our Lord and Savior, when we have Jesus as a beautiful God and a beautiful Jesus, the Almighty God. Let me have a drink. Just break the box. Break the box. Break it. Crash it. Don't turn back. Break the box. And come unto Jesus. Break the box. Break the box. Break the box. Break the box. I'm so glad that Sister Downs was talking about worship and prayer. So glad about that. And because of years, I was asking other people, say, how much do you pray a day? How much? And some people say, oh, I prayed half an hour in the morning, half an hour in the night. Some people would say to me, oh, I pray in the night, you know, for a couple of hours. Some people would say to me, oh, I'll pray 10%, which is 24 hours a day, two hours and 40 minutes a day. And I said, what is this? You know, that's okay. That everything helps. But 6 months ago, I make a commitment to the Lord. I'm praying 24 hours a day. 24 hours a day I'm praying. I've got Jesus in my mind 24 hours a day. When I wake up to go to get a glass of water, I pray. When I do whatever hour of time it is, I pray when I drive. I pray when I sleep. I pray in my sleep. I pray in my dream. I pray when I go to work. I pray when I drive. I pray whatever I'm going, wherever I go. If someone rings me and says, pray for me. And I say to them, I'm on my knees now and I pray for you right now. Because I'm right ready. I'm ready and I'm praying to the Lord right now. I don't want to pray 5 minutes a day. I don't want to pray 1 hour a day. I don't want to pray 2 hours a day. 24 hours a day. A day I want to pray for my Lord. A day. Hallelujah. I feel the presence of God. I feel the anointing of God. I feel the power of God tonight. Hallelujah to Jesus. Praise the Lord. Let's stand tonight in the name of Jesus. Just break the powers. Break the powers of Satan. Break the powers of the evil one. Break the powers of the evil one. Break that box. Hallelujah. Break. God wants you to be broken before him and says, Lord, I'm broken before you, my Jesus. I'm broken before you, my Lord. I'm broken before you, my Jesus. Jesus, oh, I'm broken before you. And then when you say I'm broken, God will put you back together again. And he can make something beautiful out of your life. He can make something wonderful out of your life. He can make something precious out of your life. If you are broken before God, break that box. Break the alabaster box. Break it. Maybe something that holds you back for so year, many years. Break that box and bring it to Jesus. Anoint Jesus. Anoint his feet. Anoint his head. And he can put it back together. Again, he can put it back together and he can make something beautiful out of your life. He can make something wonderful out of your life. He can make you whole again. He can make you a person that you love God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to Jesus. Praise his name. Praise his name. Praise his name. You need prayer? Come and sit, stand up here and the ministry will come and pray for you, because if you break that box and let that beautiful smell come before you, before our God, and God can make something out of your life. He can make something great out of your life. Hallelujah. You want to be something big in the eyes of the Lord. You want to be a mighty woman of God, a mighty man of God. Just break that box. Break that box. Break it down. Break it down. Break it down. And bring it to the Lord. And God is able to do something in our lives and in our souls. Hallelujah. Break it. Jesus.